Maria Luisa was born on 4th November 1911 in the municipality of Sinlabajos, a small town near Arevalo. She was a completely normal girl until at the age of 2, she suffered from infantile paralysis that left her paralyzed for the rest of her life, despite the fact that her father, a lawyer by profession, put her in the hands of the best specialists. Already at the time, as her mother, Carmen de la Mata, testified, the girl assured that Jesus appeared to her and told her that she should not complain too much. Her mother did not believe her, although incomprehensibly, the girl learned to read by herself, and she affirmed that it was again the Nazarene teacher who taught her. When she was 5 years old, she entered the San Jose Asylum in Madrid, run by the Mercedarian Sisters of Charity, due to the family's unstable economic situation. She was a weak woman filled with the strength of the Lord, despite her physical handicap and the many physical moral sufferings she had to go through in her life. With her firm decision, her immense desire to love, and above all, with God's merciful action in her, she was able to break all barriers. Physical barriers were not an obstacle to her missionary zeal with the smallest and poorest, among whom she always lived and whom she always loved. She crossed the cultural barriers with her tenacity and a restless personality to train herself and be able to better serve others. Her spiritual barriers began to dissolve as she opened herself to God's merciful love until she gave herself totally to Him as a victim of love. Her smile, her meekness, and her humility made her accessible to the smallest and simplest. In her deepest experience, she is contemplative, and the center of her life is the mission among the poorest. She was a great lover of Christ and filled with the charisms of the Spirit. According to Maria Luisa, Jesus had been appearing to her daily. When she fell ill with diphtheria, the doctors were unable to cure her. However, she recounts that the Lord appeared to her once more and promised her that she would be cured in 3 days if she stopped complaining, even though he warned her that this would not be her last suffering because she had been designated to suffer. In one of the many apparitions she had, our Lord had asked her to found an institute called Missionaries of Charity and Providence, that together with the vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience, they would assume a fourth to be victims of love. And so, at the age of 29, on June 8, 1941, the long-awaited institute was founded in the capital of Spain at a very difficult time, just after the Civil War. However, the founding sisters never went hungry. Inexplicably, 10 kilos of bean lasted 6 months, despite spending 3/4 of a kilo on each meal. It was impossible to keep the account book up to date because more money always appeared than there should have been. Something curious was also happening with the oil. The drum was always full despite the nuns having taken what was necessary and never refilling it. Now, this nun from Avila received diabolical attacks by a figure that she herself called Bald. Her spiritual director was one of the few who saw all these manifestations take place. But more serious were the consequences that these attacks had on the body of the nun. These diabolical attacks have been observed not only by her spiritual director, but by at least 10 priests and other people. The sufferings would last from 3 to 10 hours. These assaults were so graphic that it left some of the witnesses horrified for days. These diabolical forces scratched her face with a bristle comb and left her face deeply scarred. She had a tongue thrust deep inside her mouth with such violence that she even choked on it, leaving her very sore. She even had her eyes turned inside out in her sockets, drawing her eyelashes inside her. There were multiple tortures that were described, extreme twisting of hands, arms, head, and legs, with such pain for the protagonist that she sometimes lost consciousness. Punctures and whippings all over the body, slaps to the face by an invisible hand whose marks were evident before the astonished eyes of the witnesses, and the list just goes on, including visions of her being in hell, where she saw family and friends being tortured, since according to Bald, the demon, they were doomed. This brave soul ascended to a reward in heaven on June 5th, 1954. She died at the age of 42. The seed that she planted has borne fruit, and her spirit is alive in the missions carried out by the different communities of the congregation that she founded. The Missionaries of Charity and Providence are currently present in Angola, Costa Rica, Spain, Honduras, Nicaragua, Panama, and Venezuela. Servant of God, Maria Luisa, pray for us.